Marshall here. You on that first cup of coffee?
Yeah, I'm on the second. We used to be back in the day, our schedule was, get up around 4:30 every morning and go to work and all this kind of stuff. And I've even in retirement, I still do it.
But I was spent, Friday night? No, Thursday night. No, it was Friday. About 9 hours in the ER with my wife, and so I didn't get in bed until 2:30 in the morning, and that's messed me up the last couple of days, so I didn't wake up until 5:15 this morning.
Well, what was going on with her?
Rubbing had gotten a little low, and so the doctor sent her over there to get some a transfusion, and those things take forever to do. They have to put it in real slow, so we were just there forever.
I've heard of that, and it takes a while. I donate blood from time to time, and it don't take that long for them to take it out of me, but I imagine it does take a while to put it in somebody else.
Tell us it takes 4 hours per bag, and then I had to wait 2 hours while I got everything ready, so it's a long procedure. Luckily, the nurses said they could speed it up if she could handle it. And so the first bag took 2 hours. The second one took an hour and 45 minutes or so. Still sitting in a chair in a very, 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 very cold ER is not something I recommend doing.
No, it seems like, I don't know, they like to keep them hospitals very cold. Well, anyway, is she doing better now?
Doing better now. She is on peritoneal dialysis every night, and so she has kidney failure. But I guess things are never going to be normal again, but she's not doing too bad right now. We got her run to Florida next Sunday for a week for a wedding, so making sure she's in good health before we go.
Yes, sir, because that does sound like a real serious condition going on there. You don't want to be flying out of town without being sure she's doing good.
Yeah, Florida last Tuesday, and then had to go down for the bridal shower, and now back home for a little less than 2 weeks, and then we're headed back for a week for the wedding.
I understand all that. I tell you, it's sometimes, your health can go sideways on you and get scary. I'm at the age where, falling and I can't get up. That ain't funny no more. I mean, I'm careful.
69 back in May, and I have no problems getting down on the floor, but it sure isn't easy getting back up.
Ronnie, God, I turned 69 May 17th myself.
I turned 69 on the 27th, so you got me by 10 days.
I heard that, yeah. Well, hey, any day I get up and see the sunshine's a good day, and I've been watching the weather on Channel 4, and it's supposed to be a beautiful fall-like day today, so, I definitely hope you and your wife have a good visit in Florida, and with a wedding, my preacher said he'd rather do a funeral than a wedding, because mistakes can happen at a wedding, and it don't go off quite like everybody plans. But anyway, hope the wedding goes off okay.
It's always been planning it for about a year now, it seems. This is my youngest daughter, and first of the kids to get married. The worst part of it, though, is I got to wear a suit, and I haven't worn a suit in 40 years.
Got some in the closet that I'm way out of style, and they probably don't fit no more. I've been thinking about going to Men's Warehouse. I think there's one over there on Clemson Boulevard in Anderson, and see if they can put something on me to look decent to go to church in.
That's where I went. I went to the men's warehouse down there in Greenville and got all that fitted and got fitted for my son's wedding, which is coming up in February. And I'm having them ship it to the store down there in Jacksonville, so I don't leave anything here. Hopefully I'll be presentable and won't screw things up too bad in the wedding.
Well, don't accidentally have a pocket knife in your pocket, because my old father-in-law, he always carried one of them things, and we went into something down there in Florida at the Kennedy Space Center, I think, and he went through the thing, and he wound up losing his pocket knife.
I've usually got a gun on my side. I'm an ex-Leo, and I usually got one to have to behave myself while I'm down there.
Yes, sir, I know what you mean. I got some of that kind of junk here at the house, but, I don't never carry it around with me anywhere, because, I just don't. And, it's just here at the house if I need it. But, my father-in-law, he's an 80-year-old man, and they looking at him like, it was kind of funny afterwards, but not at the time.
Yeah, old habits die hard, though, so I'm usually armed, and just like putting on a belt or putting your wallet in your pocket.
The way it was with him, he worked in a factory, and and that was just something he kept in his pocket and occasionally needed to do at work, and that was just it's like way back in the day. You might remember, back when we were in high school, went to a rural high school. Hey, the guys, they had pickup trucks, and there was gun racks, in the pickup truck, and, wasn't no big deal, but Lord, God forbid, with all the junk going on these days, I understand, the security issues, but, way back then, everybody hunted, and, just wasn't no big deal. Sad to say, the world has changed so much in 50 years.
For that, it's a people problem, not a gun problem, but attitudes were a little bit different back then. Things were a little bit safer back then. And I understand back in the 20s and 30s, you could actually buy guns out of the Sears and Roebuck catalog. Different.
I remember that, people doing it. I was just a kid back then, it's just sad, and like you say, it ain't the guns that do it, it's the people that do it. Somebody wants to hurt somebody, they can use a ball bat or a brick, anyway.
Roger that. I was looking you up on QRZ here. What kind of radio are you using there, David?
A little mobile hooked up here on a beam pointed towards Caesar's head. And it's a Yaesu 2980, I believe. And I was running a Yaesu 991A, and I liked it. It's really good old ham and a shack type deal. And then I got a bigger Yaesu, and it don't have the 2 meters, so I had to hook this up.
I got one counting HT. I've got 1, 2, 3. Four Yaesu sitting on my desk right now, and I got a fifth one coming in tomorrow.
I've got to grab gravitated toward the Yaesu equipment. Some of the first stuff I had was Kenwood. I still got a Kenwood TS-2000, and I like it, but, you know, it don't have the waterfall, and I kind of, you know, when it goes to the, you know, HF stuff, I like having the waterfall, and, you know, then I can, it's real easy to spot where signals are, and, you know, and you just touch the screen and you're there.
You have a 991A in here or anything like that. I'm familiar with it, but never been a big fan of the all-in-ones like that, Shack in a Box. I got one coming tomorrow, though. I got the new, FTX-1F coming, and to go in the Shack. That'll be the, that'll join the 710 and the FTDX-10 that's in the Shack.
Well, believe it or not, I got 13 antennas down here.
Now, I've got two of them out there, the VHF, UHF that I'm talking on. I got to move that one an extra 10 foot up in the air, and I've got a new antenna to go up on that one instead of this home-built thing out there. And then I've got a couple of MCOMs out there from Chameleon antennas. Over in the corner here, I got to get around to doing it. I'm going to have to dig a hole in the ground for it. I've got a DX Commander, so I got three antennas to go up outside if I can stay in town long enough.
Yeah, main thing, you know, as long as you ain't in a HOA, then, you know, nobody's going to give you no great grief over it, but that's what I really love. I mean, me and the wife, we lived in downtown Lawrence for a good long while, and it just, you know, the noise and everything. I said, we got to get out in the country. So about 25 years ago, that's what we did. We bought a little bit of land out here, Possum Kingdom. You know, I've been tempted to tell people I'm centrally located between Possum Kingdom and Buzzard's Roost, but I ain't never said that. There are a lot of buzzards flying around out here. Anyway, I digress. I do like it out here. It's very quiet, and I know my neighbors on either side of me. They're good people, so, you know, I love it out here.
And that we're in a small gated community over here, just north of 74, and between North Carolina 9 and 321 along Green River. We got an HOA, but they don't say anything about antennas. I've got 4 acres, mostly wooded, other than the area where the house is actually sitting. So I can't even see my neighbors other than lights through the trees off in the distance. So I ain't worried about what they're saying. They mess with me, and I'll spend my last penny putting up a 300-foot tower just to be different.
A 40-foot tower here, but, oh, man, there's a guy about 10 miles as the crow flies. You ought to see that guy's antenna array. I mean, it is awesome, but I have not figured out, you know, who he is, what his call sign is. I mean, you can see this from half a mile away, you know, on a side road, so I just, you know, made a right, went down through there, and I saw him out in his yard, and I ain't gonna bother nobody, but, oh, man, he's got an antenna array that you just would not believe.
A couple around in the general area here, but nobody else other than two technicians in my neighborhood, and neither one of them's active, so I don't have any competition, or, in that case, any radio friends in the neighborhood, so, yeah, let's see. W4MKH for ID. If anybody else wants to jump in, just do it now.
It's me and you on Labor Day.
For that, I remember when I was growing up, Labor Day meant school started the next day. So it was fun, but, you know, usually by the end of summer, we're anxious to start school back and see our friends again. Because back then, we didn't have the internet to stay in touch with, and cell phones, that kind of stuff. And 3-day weekend. Now that I'm retired, it don't mean much. Anytime I want a 3-day weekend or a week holiday in the middle of the week, I can just make up one.
Actually, what you mean, me and the wife had 39th wedding anniversary, and I took her up to Lake Lure. This is the Lake Lure Inn. It's pretty nice. Right now, it ain't Lake Lure. It's a big field of grass, but hopefully they're hoping by next year they'll have the lake back, you know, what it should be. But, you know, we kind of wanted to check out Chimney Rock. They're building it back, and it's coming along. So, and then after we got back from that, her sisters wanted to go down to Georgia, to Helen, Georgia, and a lot of stuff down there. So we went down there for a few days. And I get more tired from these little short trips than probably, you know, driving to Florida and staying down there for a week. But, hey, you know, like I know what you're saying. It's kind of nice. It's kind of fun to, you know, we don't have any kids. We got somebody that comes over and babysits the cats and the birds. And so, you know, anytime we want to take off, we take off.
Same here. I got 4 kids down in Jacksonville, Florida. So they'll come up during the year at different times, and then we'll go down. This will be our 3rd or 4th trip down this year. I know it's definitely the 3rd. There may have been a 4th one in there. And then I won't go down until Christmas for a week or two. They come up this way for Thanksgiving because I'm just getting tired of that drive. It's a 6.5-hour drive if everything goes well.
Timeshare down there at Kissimmee, and you know, it was about a 10-hour drive down there, and sometimes we'd trade it off, go somewhere else, but yeah, you know, I like that area down there. It's pretty. Oh, speaking of, they have a good size ham fest down there around Orlando, I think. Once a year, I think it's just about as big as the one they have in Dayton. I've never been to either one. I used to go to the one in Shelby fairly often, but I guess I've kind of got like everybody else. Something I want, I just order it online.
Same here. I'm running out of place to put radios in this room. My shack does double duty as our second guest bedroom. And so wife wants me to keep it somewhat under control.
I don't think the wife even wants to come in this room. I would not take a picture of it and put it online.
It's behind my back here. There's a queen-size bed for when it's a guest room. For me, it's just a queen-size desk. I got stuff all over it right now. Every time somebody comes up and we need it, I have to clean up.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. We've got a mobile home in the backyard that her dad lived in before he passed away, and then my mom lived in before she passed away. And that way, if any relatives come by, they can stay in it, and it works out okay.
If I didn't do something like that, I would have to cut down some trees and do some clearing, and that's just like too much work and money that I don't want to spend. So we have 2 guest rooms in here, and normally it only gets occupied once or twice a year, so it's not too bad for me. I got a bunch of stuff. I've been redoing my shack and getting all new radios and putting up some new antennas outside. And so once I get done with that, I'm going to go through and I got a bunch of stuff to sell.
Right there, I've got some old stuff I need to take to Hamfest or, and there's different places online, that kind, but I don't really want to fool with shipping stuff off somewhere. I just soon take it to a Hamfest and see what I can do with it.
And that.
Dude used to, dude, I don't know where he is, but sometimes he gets in here early in the morning. I hope he's over there around easily, and it all depends on whether he's going to be doing something out in his shop.
I noticed on the Saturdays and Sundays, early in the morning like this, the repeater's pretty quiet, nobody going off to work. And then I guess the day's the same thing.
The people putting money in the Social Security for me, they got a 3-day weekend, but they'll be back at it tomorrow.
Yeah, W4MK is Friday.
About that time, I probably only have me a clock around here to keep track of that. KF4NXY. I think I got your name right. I've heard you on a few times. Is your wife still in the hospital?
Saturday morning. We got home about 2:30. She's in there now finishing up her treatment. She does the dialysis treatment every night, and takes about 8 to 9 hours to do that. About time for me to go make her a cup of tea, I guess.
I think I'm going to go put this coffee in the microwave. It was getting kind of cold a while ago anyway. So you have a good day. I enjoyed the conversation, and we'll catch you again. KF4NXY.
Do that. I'm going to see about getting me a little something for breakfast here soon. And then my HF net should be starting up here before too long. At least one of the ones I listen to. The ones I get on don't start until about 8:30, so I'll be around for the rest of the morning. You may hear me in there, you may not. Depends on what's going on. KF4NXY, W4MKH, I'm clear.